بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, سيدنا عبد الله بن خبيب رضي الله عنه mentions that خرجنا نطلب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في ليلة مطر مظلمة. That on one occasion it was a very dark rainy night and we set off in search of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي لنا hoping to find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that he will then lead us in salah. فَأَدْرَكْتُهُ So I came across Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and when I met him, he said to me, قُلْ Recite. So not knowing what to recite, I remained silent. For a second time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, قُلْ Recite. Again I remained silent. The third time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, قُلْ Recite. So now I asked him, مَاذَا أَقُولُ Said, O Nabi of Allah, what is it that I should recite? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches him a very important prescription. He says, read, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ Surah Ikhlas وَالْمُعَوَّذَتَيْن And read those two surahs that are used to seek protection in Allah. Referring to Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. So read these three surahs ثَلَاثَ مَرَّات Three times حِينَ تُصْبِحُ وَحِينَ تُمْسِي In the morning and in the evening. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions the benefit, تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ It will be sufficient to take care of everything for you. What is meant by this? Ulama explain, Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah says, firstly, تَدْفَعُ عَنْكَ كُلَّ سُوءٍ When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it will be sufficient to take care of everything, what did he mean? Firstly, it will protect you from all physical harm. It may be some sickness, some illness. By virtue of reading these three surahs three times, Allah will protect you from all physical harm. Secondly, he says, تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍ It will protect you from all spiritual harm. Last night in the tafsir, we spoke about the evil eye and how a person can be affected negatively if somebody looks at him with an evil intent. Likewise, we have sihr, we have jadu, witchcraft, which is a reality. By virtue of reading these three surahs, Allah will protect a person from this. In fact, it is mentioned that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam initially, before these surahs were revealed, then he would read many different prescriptions and many different du'as he would make for protection. But when these surahs were revealed, then he would suffice on this. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam once told Ibn Abis, Al-Juhani radiyallahu anhu, he says to him, Ala adulluk, should I not teach you the best thing that a person can use to seek Allah's protection? And then he tells him Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas. So it will protect the person from all spiritual harm. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says that if people knew the importance and the benefit of these surahs, then they would deem it to be more important than their food and their drink also. To secure one's protection physically, spiritually. And then Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah mentions one more benefit. He says, تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ وِرْدٍ That these three surahs will be sufficient to fulfill all a person's wazifas and prescriptions. We know generally, especially the elderly people, many of us would have these memories or an image in our mind of our mothers, grandmothers, sitting after Fajr with the different kitabs and reading so many different types of du'as and wazifas. And all of this is in its place. But sometimes a person is maybe traveling, he's unwell, he doesn't have time to complete his normal daily ma'mulat. By reading these three surahs three times, this will be enough and take care of the benefit of all of these wazifas. So this is something absolutely essential. We should never leave it out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right till his last moments, did not leave this out. Aisha radiallahu anha says that before going to bed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would read these three surahs. And he would then blow into his hands and pass it over his body. And when he became ill before passing away, and he was so weak that he was unable to even recite properly, then I would read it, and I would blow into his hands to take barakat from his hands, and I would use his own hands to pass it over his body, and in this way protect himself. So this is a very powerful, potent prescription from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and really it doesn't take much time. Person doesn't even need to take time out from his morning schedule, from his evening, while walking, while driving, while going back home, back from work in the evening. A person can read this and secure all the rewards and benefits. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.